From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. All during this period of quarantine, we're revisiting some archival performances and interviews. This one comes from 2015.
Life's getting hard in here, so I do some gardening. Anything to take my mind away from where it's supposed to be. The nice lady next door talks of green beds and all the nice things that she wants to plant in them. I want to grow tomatoes on the front steps, sunflowers, bean sprouts, sweet corn and radishes. I feel proactive, I pull out weeds. All of a sudden, I'm having trouble breathing in.
I'm John Schaefer, host of Soundcheck, and today's guest, as you all know, is the Australian singer, songwriter, and guitarist Courtney Barnett. We fell in love with her first set of EPs about a year or so ago. Last year on our program, BJ Novak, the actor and writer who most of you will know from The Office, came on to Soundcheck and told us just how obsessed he was with Courtney Barnett, with her songs, her songwriting. And now she has a full-length LP out. It's called Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit. And she and her band, the Courtney Barnetts, are here to play some of it for us. So please give a warm Soundcheck welcome to Courtney Barnett.
Hi, hello everyone. Okay, it's weird playing a gig with the sunshine in the background. We're gonna play a song called Dead Fox.
Okay.
Courtney Barnett with the song Dead Fox. With Dave Moody behind our drum kit here at the Green Space. And Bone Sloan playing the bass. Dead Fox, that is the best song about roadkill I have ever heard.
Thanks.
So Courtney, I mean, you know, we've come to expect over the course of a couple of EPs and now this LP, this kind of wry, almost sometimes whimsical songwriting from you, but there are a couple of tracks on this record that get into some serious kind of issues, the Great Barrier Reef, the cost of trucking in Australia in terms of animals, you know, stuck by the
sun. I'm a serious person.
Well, it seems like you take that part of things pretty seriously, though.
Yeah. I guess this album, a little bit more of that kind of came out. I think I was feeling a lot more frustrations about some of that stuff and reading a lot more of the news than I was in the years before, because I just kind of shut myself away from it because it was so depressing. So, yeah.
Well, also, you live in a country where, you know, you have flora and fauna that doesn't exist anywhere else in the world, and if it disappears, it's gone for good.
Yeah.
Not that that's an excuse for any of us anywhere else to just go about our business the way we've been. Is that a hard line for you to walk, to kind of, you know, insert serious things into songs that have this kind of droll, deadpan humor to them?
No, I think, I mean, my songs are just kind of me, you know, working through ideas and my own thoughts. So it doesn't really matter if it's serious or not serious. It's some days you have more serious thoughts than others.
And also, you know, the two are not mutually exclusive. You can do both. The title of the album, Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit. For you as a songwriter, you know, which is better? Do you have to sit and think and really concentrate to write, or do you just kind of have to zen out and let stuff happen?
I think when I concentrate too much, nothing happens. Yeah, so I've got to pretend not to be, you know, interested in what I'm doing, and then that's when it goes good.
Right. So I know when you have the chance, you swim, and that is, you know, a form of athletic endeavor that leaves the brain with not a whole lot to do other than, oh, here comes the wall.
It's good.
Or here comes that shark, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I don't swim at the beach. That's too scary. It's one of the only times where I can actually totally clear my head, because I can never think properly. I'm thinking about breathing.
Right, right. So do ideas just come at times like that?
I don't know. I don't know. My head feels empty a lot of the time. Like right now. Empty.
All right, now, talking about this kind of combination of serious and not so serious, the song you're going to play next for us, Depreston.
Mm-hmm.
Not the first time you've used a kind of portmanteau, a kind of combination word. We heard that with Avant Gardner. So what is depressing about Preston? Where is Preston?
Oh, Preston's, it's actually the neighborhood next to mine. I mean, it's not so much about Preston, it's about anywhere, you know, it's about the point of the song kind of can travel around, I think.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was, the house I actually looked at was in this place called Coburg, and I got home and I wrote the song about Preston, and then I realized a couple of days later that I was talking about the wrong place. But then I had all the good rhymes, like depressing and whatever else there are.
Right.
And so it's not about Preston really. It's more about the the emotion that goes with the song.
Right. And you know, there's a very poignant line about, you know, your narrator is in this house looking to buy it, and the old woman who lived in the house has died, and all her stuff is there. Who was she? Why did she buy this house? That sort of thing. It's a really lovely song. It's from the new record. You want to play it for us?
Sure.
Courtney Barnett and the band with Depreston live on Soundcheck.
should look out further. I guess it wouldn't hurt us. We don't have to be around all these coffee shops. Now we've got that percolator. Never made a latte greater. I'm saving $23 a week. We drive to a house in Preston. We see police arresting a man with his hand in a bag. How's that for first impressions? This place seems depressing. It's a Californian bungalow in a cul-de-sac. It's got a lovely garden, a garage for two cars to park in, or a lot of room for storage if you've just got one. And it's going pretty cheap, you say. Well, it's who deceased to stay on the pressed metal ceiling's gray. Then I see the handrail in the shower, a collection of those canisters for coffee, tea, and flour, and a photo of a young man in a van in Vietnam. And I can't think of floorboards anymore, whether the front room faces south or north. And I wonder what she bought it for.
Go straight into this next song.
Any old reality. I like you, despise you, admire you. What are we gonna? must confess, I made a mess of what should be a small success. I digress, at least I tried my very best, I guess. This, that, the other, why even bother? You won't be with me on my deathbed, but I'll still be in your head. Put me on a pedestal, I only disappoint you. Tell me I'm exceptional, I promise to exploit you.
That is Courtney Barnett with Pedestrian at Best, live performance here in the Green Space by Courtney and the band on Soundcheck. Courtney, the last time you were on Soundcheck, you gave me this tea towel that you had made. So you did this.
I went to art school.
Well, that's where I was going, was, you know.
Yeah.
So you do your own album covers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So was this the plan? To do visual art?
Oh, like with life?
Yes.
Yeah. There was a point in grade 4 where I wanted to be a cartoonist. But
okay.
I moved on from that.
not too far, apparently.
Well, you know, as a career.
Right, right. For Americans, can you explain Miss Echidna?
Oh, yeah. So it's an echidna. We were talking about it backstage. It's like a... I was trying to figure out the closest thing. There's porcupines, but that's not right. I don't know. It's a little animal with spikes.
With spikes. So it's a
it's
spiny.
Got a fluffy tummy. We got to pat one at school.
Nice.
On like a school trip, not at school.
Uh-huh. So So the visual arts remain important to you. You're actually in a couple of videos recently for your friend Fraser Gorman.
Mm-hmm.
Part of there seems you seem to have a little community of musical hoodlums there in the Melbourne area.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah. There's a really cool music community in Melbourne, and I started a little record label a couple of years ago to release my first CD, and we've kind of added a couple of friends, and we all, run around being crazy hoodlums together,
mm-hmm.
doing things, and we go in each other's videos and sing on each other's songs. It's fun.
What did you like about Fraser's, what caught your ear about his songs?
We met him years ago, and we used to just play gigs around, and I think his music's great, but he's also a very charming and funny person on stage, very engaging. So, I always love watching him.
Well, check out Fraser Gorman on YouTube, and you'll see a couple of videos with Courtney Barnett in them. Growing up, did you listen to a lot of American? I mean, were you familiar with Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers here
Not
in the till States?
I was like 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone left an iPod at my house, and it had the Modern Lovers on it, and I stole it in the end. Just started listening to all that new stuff, because I'd never, for some reason, no one had ever shown me that, and I loved it.
I mean, for people here who are trying to kind of place you on the musical spectrum, that's really the only kind of thing we have in the States that...
Yeah, right. Well, when I was about 20 and started... I think I started writing slightly different songs to what I was already doing, but I was listening to some Australian people that like Paul Kelly and Darren Hamm.
Who is not as big outside of all. He's huge in Australia.
Yeah, and I just assumed he's like, because he's, you know.
Right, now you come here and you say Paul Kelly, and people are like, huh?
Yeah, well, I've been misquoted in some interviews saying R. Kelly. He's a huge influence on my music.
Yeah. That would give people a very different impression of who you are if they're just reading an interview. So this next song that you're going to play for us, this final song in the set, to me, has a kind of echo of Lou Reed, which I hope you'll take as a compliment, because that's how I mean it.
It couldn't be anything but a compliment.
Am I hearing things, or is there... other than the fact that it's a New York City-based song?
He's a big influence. And when we were making the album, I was probably listening to Transformer a lot more than usual.
Mm-hmm. Now, the song is Sleepless in New York, but that's actually not the title. That's the subtitle.
Yeah. That's the break. It's called An Illustration of Loneliness, Sleepless in New York.
And was this written actually here on your maybe first tour through?
Yeah, it was the first time. It must have been October 2013, and the first time I'd left Australia. And, did shows in New York and didn't sleep for about 5 days because I'd never experienced jet lag before. and my world was kind of breaking down around me.
Oh, man, that Australia to New York jet lag, it is epic.
Yeah.
So... All right, here's a musical leftover from that trip from Courtney Barnett and the band, the song Sleepless in New York.
Thinking of you too.
feel it. It's a kind of off-white, maybe it's a cream. There's oily residue seeping from the kitchen. It's Art Deco necromantic chic. All the dinner plates are kissed with Irish wolfhounds. French baguettes wrapped loose around their necks. I think I'm hungry. I'm thinking of you too. I'm thinking of.
Courtney Barnett. And the Courtney Barnetts. Bones and Dave. You've been listening to an episode of the Soundcheck podcast from our archives. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. You can see and hear much more on our website. Check it out at newsounds.org.